Now, friends, in this psalm, we have a psalm full of praise to God and thankfulness to God. So he says, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. He's saying that there are people who are there waiting for God, waiting for the Lord to come to them, and they will praise him. It's saying that the people are prepared. Are you prepared to praise God? And then he goes on to say how it is God who hears prayer. We don't pray into the air. Sometimes you might feel, friends, that you're praying and there is nothing afterwards. You feel you've not spoken to anyone. But my friends, God is a spirit. You're praying to God. He hears you. He's close to you. How is it that God hears? It's because of Jesus Christ. That's why it is on the merit, on the foundation of Jesus Christ that we have any hope that any one of our prayers are heard. My friends, I don't know how you feel about your prayers, but our prayers are weak and mean. Often we stumble. Often we do not know what to say. Sometimes it is simply a sigh. But even in that, the Lord hears. And then what the psalmist does, and I won't go through it now, but he has been speaking about God visiting, God blessing. And it is a wonderful thing that it is God who sends the rain. It's not merely climate. It's not merely things that are happening around us physically, but it is God who is blessing. And that is so important because we are living in a very materialistic world. We are living in a world that people think God is detached from it. This is just science, we are told. No. Here the psalmist says, remember that everything that is happening to us, it is God's doing. The issue we have in our world, which is so humanistic, is that they take the creation of God, they take the blessings that God sends, and they are not thankful to the Creator. They enjoy God's blessings, but they don't give him the glory that is due to him. But as Christians, we are so blessed. We have now, through conversion, now we have two eyes. We have an eye that sees things physically around us, and then we have the spiritual eyes that we see. This is all the blessings from heaven. And so we should give glory to God. The world, the scripture says here, they shout for joy. They also sing. If the creatures, if the sheep and the birds and the plants are glorifying God, how much should we who have received a new heart, new spirit, a tongue to sing to our God? Well, may we also shout for joy and also sing. Amen.